2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of Yeshua may have free course, and be glorified, even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men do not have faith. But Yeshua is faithful, who will establish you, and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in Yeshua concerning you, that you both do, and will do the things which we command you. And may the Master direct your hearts into the love of Elohim, and into the patient waiting for the Messiah. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother who walks disorderly, and not after the teaching which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we did not behave ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but worked with labor and toil night and day, so that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we do not have power, but to make ourselves an example to you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you disorderly, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort by our Master Yeshua the Messiah, that with quietness they work, and eat their own bread. But you, brothers, do not be weary in well-doing. And if any man does not obey our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, so that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Elohim of peace himself give you peace always by all means. Yeshua be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Master Yeshua the Messiah be with you all. Amen.